The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The U.S. President's golf team came from behind to win the 13th edition of the biennial contest with an international team of players not from Europe. And it was a special 16-14 victory in Australia for one of the game's best players ever, Tiger Woods, who mastered two of the biggest roles.
As the captain and the player, it was a juggling act, but the guys understood that. We knew that. We communicated that going in. There were a lot of different plans that could happen. It was trust in each other, and that's what ultimately won us the cup.
Woods was the only golfer of the 24 who played to win all of his matches. The first 3 days were led by the international team, and South African captain Ernie Els was able to lead his side to a pre-match target of 10 points by the end of play Saturday. But that left the U.S. team only 2 points behind, going into head-to-head singles match play where anything could happen. Woods was named U.S. President's Cup team captain while recovering from his fourth back surgery. His amazing comeback on the golf course, which included his fifth Masters title, gave him the rare chance to enjoy a hard-fought team victory.
I've been a part of teams before where we have won. Also, I've been a part of, unfortunately, this President's Cup when we lost 21 years ago. And so it was an honor for me as a player, and it's even more of an honor to be their captain.
Formula One car racing will debut next year in Vietnam as the fast-growing host country tries to attract high-end tourism as its own wealthier citizens are taking a growing interest in sports. A Formula One racing circuit is due for completion next month in the capital, Hanoi, with the country's first Formula One Grand Prix to be held in April. Frederick Burke, partner with the law firm Baker McKenzie in Ho Chi Minh City, says the rapidly expanding economy gives people the ability to buy event tickets and goods sold by event sponsors.
Generally speaking, sports economy is really starting to take root in Vietnam. People in Vietnam love certain sports, especially soccer, and now they're starting to like basketball. Vietnamese people now have some leisure time and entertainment is really lacking, and people like to go to these games. They do really well.
The Game Room opens with news stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.